Hi, everybody, and welcome for joining us. It's time, as they said, for the good stuff. First, let me tell you about Tri-State Livestock News, because there's some of the good stuff. It's packed with insight on cattle, grains, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a lot richer if you've got a Tri-State Livestock News magazine laying there for you to flip through. It's coming from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, coming out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota. Visit tsln.com.
Well, it's here finally. The PRCA Large Indoor Rodeo of the Year is back in Rapid City as part of the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, kicking things off today and going through February the 8th, Extreme Bulls, 40 bull riders coming across the nation to compete for prize money. Saturday, a similar but all different Extreme Bronc competition, Bronx for breakfast, and a whole lot more, like a bullfighters only, on February 1st. That's coming up tomorrow. So be sure to check it all out, blackhillstockshow.com. So what are we going to do today, Kim?
I have a piece called It Can Be Done.
It Can Be Done.
It Can Be Done. I don't know who wrote it.
Let's do it.
All right. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hit it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat and took off his hat, and the first thing he knew, he'd begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, if any doubt rose, he forbid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle right in with a bit of a grin, then take off your coat and go to it. Just start in to sing as you tackle that thing that can't be done, and you'll do it.
I like that. I got a duck story. A duck
quack,
in a,
quack.
A duck in a bar.
Oh, a okay? Duck in a bar. You can't beat that.
Duck walks into a pub and orders a pint of beer and a ham sandwich. The bartender looks at him and says, "Hang on. You're a duck. I see your eyes are working," replies the duck. "And you can talk," exclaims the bartender. "I see your ears are working too," says the duck. "Now, if you don't mind, can I have a beer and a sandwich, please?" "Certainly. Sorry about that," said the bartender as he poured the duck a pint. "We just don't get many ducks in this pub. What are you doing around this way?" "I'm working on the building site across the road," explains the duck. "I'm a plasterer." The flabbergasted bartender cannot believe the duck and wants to learn more, but takes the hint when the duck pulls out a newspaper from his bag and proceeds to read it. So the duck reads his paper, drinks his beer, eats his sandwich, bids the barman good day, and leaves. The same thing happens for 2 weeks. Then, one day, the circus comes to town. The ringmaster comes into the pub for a pint, and the bartender says to him, "You're with the circus, aren't you? Well, I know this duck that could be just brilliant in your circus. He talks, drinks beer, eats sandwiches, reads the newspaper, and everything." "Sounds marvelous," said the ringmaster, handing over his business card. "Get him to give me a call." So the next day, when the duck comes into the pub and bartender says, "Hey, Mr. Duck, I reckon I can line you up with a top job, paying really good money." "I'm always looking for the next job," says the duck. "Where is it?" "At the circus," said the bartender. "The circus," repeats the duck. "That's right, the circus." "Huh, with the big tent?" "Yeah," the bartender replied. "With all the animals who live in cages and performers who live in caravans," said the duck. "Of course," the bartender replies. "And the tent has canvas sides and a big canvas roof with a hole in the middle?" "That's right," said the bartender. The duck shakes his head in amazement and says, "Huh, what would they want with a plasterer?"
You were waiting for me to laugh, weren't you?
You couldn't expect too much out of a duck and a bartender
joke,
could you?
You're right. Guess what Sunday is?
Sunday is Groundhog Day.
So I got to throw some of these out.
Okay.
What do you call a woodchuck with no legs?
I don't know.
Well, a groundhog.
Okay. Makes sense.
What do you get when you cross a groundhog with a peanut?
I don't know.
An animal who is nuts about predicting the start of spring.
Okay, maybe we get more of those in on Monday.
Okay.
Once again, we just wanted to send our condolences out. And for those folks that know, Slim McNaught of New Underwood passed away at the age of 90 this last Sunday. And it's at the Rush Funeral Home in Rapid City where you can leave some condolences. But funeral services for Slim McNaught will be at a later date. Folks, thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.